The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Coming up on podcast 1522, BYD overtakes Tesla as the global EV number one. Or do they? Stick around and I'll tell you what I know. Also on the show today, a Silverado EV reservation holders reveal something interesting about themselves. Why Amazon is using electric cargo bikes and a revolutionary new battery from the world's biggest EV battery maker, CATL. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Tuesday, 5th of July. My name is Marcin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. We'll start with the headline story of BYD surpassing Tesla to be the world's number one EV maker. Or are they? Well, it all depends on your definition of an electric vehicle. And as I found out today on my Twitter, whether you particularly hate Tesla, because there's plenty of people out there that want to knock them at any chance, and they have been retweeting this one like mad, but those people always have an axe to grind, and I kind of see both sides of this one. BYD, the Chinese company BYD, sold 641,000 new energy vehicles in the first half of this year. They call them new energy vehicles because they're a Chinese company. That's the name that China give them. And according to a company report released a couple of days ago, BYD continues to maintain their leading position in the domestic market, and they've surpassed Tesla to become the number one EV company by sales, writes pandaily.com. According to Tesla's own report for the second quarter, they delivered 564,000 vehicles globally in the first half of the year. And you might think, well, 564, that's less than 641, but bear with me. BYD previously releasing information in the investor conference call that their sales target for this year is between 1.1 and 1.2 million units, of which 600,000 are pure electric vehicles. So when I say EV or electric vehicle, you might think one thing, I might think another. In China, that includes hybrids. So they say, hey, we've done 641,000 EVs. Yeah, and half of them have got a combustion engine inside. That's not an EV, my friend. You can call, see, I think the word plug-in covers quite a lot. So Norway published their, and a lot of countries do it like this, their plug-in percentage. And then they'll split it BEV and FEV, or BEV and PHEV. So I think there's always a little wiggle room in these definitions. But no, BYD is not the world's number one EV maker. No, BYD has not just overtaken Tesla. as the world's number one EV maker. So although Tesla's quarter was hampered by the shutdown in China, particularly at the Giga Shanghai, and BYD, yeah, they were able to get through that because they're more than just a battery company, more than a car company. They're quite a big megacorp, actually. And they navigated that better. They stayed open, and they were able to supplying many of the bits they need from within the company. But hey, the point is, both companies are making a ton of electric vehicles. Just need to watch out for some of these definitions. When you see headlines, you know, it's always good to read the headline and scan and go, oh, BYD beating Tesla. Well, no, if you ask me, they're not. Or maybe they are. Right, let's talk about Illinois. This is a great bit of news. There's no difference of opinion on this one or interpretation. Illinois introducing a rebate program in the US. The new rebate program for EVs opened in Illinois at the beginning of the month. Anyone who buys an EV, that is a pure electric car, truck or van, can get a $4,000 rebate from the state for their purchase. For electric motorcycles, a $1,500 rebate, but not for mopeds. According to electrive.com, excluded from the rebates are vehicles such as plug-in hybrids or hybrid vehicles. Good. Good. And so they should be. The rebates were created under the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act passed by the governor last autumn. Link to that story in the show notes if you'd like to find out more. BMW next in the news, noticeably increasing their electric car sales. And when I say electric, I mean BEV, pure electric car sales. In the second quarter of the year so far, the BMW group, and when I say that, I mean Mini as well, have had some difficult times in the US, deliveries going down 20% year over year. In terms of all electric car sales, though, a big increase. Look, this is the same. This is basically, I could rewrite this story anytime something comes out. Whether it's country sales, whether it's a brand sale somewhere, oh, sales are down, supply chain, semiconductor sales are down, everything's down. But EVs, they're up. It's the same every time because, hey, guess what? People want to buy electric cars. Funny that. They don't give us the exact number, but the BMW iX noted over 1,000 units during the second quarter of the year. Which is a really decent number for a car that's a $100,000 plus vehicle. The iX is enormously special. They put the i4 into the 4 Series numbers, so we don't know. The iX has sold about 1,500 since it's launched in the US. And it's good as the BMW i3 was wound down. I think there were no i3 sales in the second quarter. They just weren't selling them. I think they've stopped making them now. I think the last one rolled off the production line recently. That they have some vehicles that can start to jump in. But still, BMW really, really behind in terms of decent numbers of sales. Now, let's talk about Silverado buyers. What do we know about reservation holders of the Chevy Silverado? That new all-electric truck is coming, 2024, we think, offering a new EV powertrain and new capabilities. General Motors saying today that the overwhelming majority of Silverado reservation holders that they've spoken to will use the electric truck as their daily driver. And that's interesting because I've been talking to my friend Tom Bologna from the State of Charge YouTube channel. And Tom took delivery last week before the holiday weekend of his Ford F-150 Lightning. Now, that's a big truck. I know the US is a normal size truck, but over here, it wouldn't fit on our roads. But either way, he was saying, this thing's like a lounge. This is so comfortable, so quiet, so smooth, no road noise. You know, you put a battery inside a truck, and Ford have done an amazing job with the F-150 Lightning. He took delivery of his own one over the weekend and has been, doing no major tests. Tom's very famous for his 70-mile-an-hour range tests. Now, no range test can be perfect because they're variables of weather and temperature and wind. And having to slow down to, 65 miles an hour for 30 seconds before you overtake a truck, right? There are so many tiny variables, but Tom and Kyle, actually, both my friends, have the gold standard of a 70-mile-an-hour range test. No one does it like they do. And Tom hasn't even done that with his Ford F-150 Lightning yet. He's just been driving it around. He even hauled some lumber over the holiday weekend, and he says it's great, and it's completely going to be his daily driver, like these Chevy Silverado buyers have been telling GM. As a survey conducted by GM Research, 95% of Silverado reservation holders who want the pickup say they plan for daily driving duties. 87% of respondents decided to reserve a Silverado because they wanted an all-electric vehicle that could meet their truck needs, and that does include trailering. But that is where EVs fall down a little bit, isn't it? So you start hauling, not particularly weight, but anything that doesn't cut through the air very well, and you're going to start halving your mileage very, very quickly. Let's talk about Amazon next, using electric cargo bikes. Now, when I used to work in London, I used to work in W1 for almost 10 years, and I'm down in Dorset now, and I'm pretty much working from home constantly. And when I do go to London, it's Richmond, which doesn't count. When I was in W1, I used to see loads of couriers on bikes. Now, I don't see them down here, out in the sticks, because everything's so far apart. But in London, electric bikes, electric courier bikes, different ways of getting around a big city, particularly the inner city at W1, I would see loads. And I'm surprised that it hasn't kind of come out to the kind of the areas that I live. But Amazon are using electric cargo bikes to swap thousands of their delivery trucks with cargo bikes in cases where it works. But rather than just have the cargo bike with, either normally the goods are up front or some of them are behind you, they've kind of added like a little cab over it. So it is a bicycle, cargo bicycle. But in the borough of Hackney, they say they want to deliver 1 million packages by either electric cargo bikes or even walking as well as electric vans. And so they've added this kind of little cab and little area for the parcels. It looks like a little mini truck, but underneath the skin, it is a bicycle powered by batteries. FedEx uses e-bikes in London. Domino's partner with Rad Power Bikes to deliver pizza in cities. UPS use cargo bikes in Seattle. And DPD, the delivery company, using e-bikes, these little mini trucks in disguise as well in New York City. I'll pop a link to The Verge in the show notes if you want to read that Verge article. Then fill your boots. Right, coming up on the podcast very soon, we are going to be talking about why Japanese car makers are coming around to the idea of EVs. Slowly. And the new MG4 EV for the UK. Details coming up. Stick around.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Okay, let's talk about the world's biggest EV battery maker, Chinese company CATL. As the blog pushevs.com writes, CATL have announced the death of the internal combustion engine. What a way to start an article. So let me explain. In its recent presentation of the Kirin battery, CATL promised the ability to go from 10 to 80% in 10 minutes. That's a C rate of 4. C rate is a measure, if you're new to the podcast, new to batteries, a measure of how quickly the battery will charge in relation to the battery size, if that makes sense. However, CATL is now promising a development round the corner that eclipses that. How about recharging your EV to 80% in just 5 minutes? Well, that's the technology CATL currently have on their bench. It's a 10 C-rate battery. It's an 800-volt system, so it's not in itself, but it will aim to be at 800-volt architectures, and that will enable an electric car to charge quicker than you can refill those miles at a pump station for a combustion car. The best we've seen so far is a C rate of 6, or 6C, for the GAC Ion, which in itself, they have to make their own chargers to charge their own cars so quickly. Now, they're not saying who are going to be the first customers, but Pedro at the Push EVs blog, and I love this website, I'm always recommending it. I've learned so much about batteries from him. He says that he thinks Huawei and Chang'an will be the first customers of CATL's 10C battery with their platform for electric cars, which, if you can recharge your car to 80% in 5 minutes, yes, on the chargers that will need to be made especially for them, but if they can keep the thermal management under control and charge a car that quickly, it's game over. It's game over for the combustion engine. And that technology is not pie in the sky. It's been announced as it's coming. Now, I don't know the time frame on this, but oh man, you can see what's coming down the pipe. We talk about it all the time in battery technology, whether it is the move to LFP batteries or lithium iron phosphate, which makes cars cheaper. And that gives me hope because we need 12 and 14,000 pound small electric city cars being sold because EVs are too expensive. Because when they're 3 years old, they'll get cheaper. And when they're 3 years older and they're third hand, they'll get cheaper again. We need a great used car market to get more people in EVs. And then at the other end, the cutting edge technology, stuff like this. I love reporting on it for you. Now let's talk about Japanese automakers going electric. Japanese automakers' drive to tap into the potential of electric vehicles has swung into full gear as they've realised they're missing out on the global shift to electrification. JapanTimes.co.jp. So obviously, if you can give me, I'm bringing you media from that country, is going to have a certain take on it. They write, but with no clear outlook on how much the Japanese market will expand after falling far behind US, European and Chinese markets, they're struggling to find a path to success in an era where no one knows the right answer. That's really interesting. Japanese media saying Japan's a long way behind and doesn't know how to catch up. Japanese carmaker Toyota released the BZ4X recently, then the wheels started falling off it, so they all got a recall. It's the first mass-produced pure EV model. It's available under a subscription system in Japan, which Toyota say it reflects or alleviates drivers' concerns over battery degradations. You can subscribe one, pay monthly, and at the end you hand it back. Yeah, because all those batteries and EVs that are lasting 12 months and then they go straight into landfill? Yes, Toyota. Yes, of course, all EV batteries are a concern. Rubbish! Don't tell me what we need to be thinking. I hate this kind of subtle mind control by companies. Oh, we're doing subscription services because all our customers are worried about battery degradation. No, they're not. Okay, so those that have got their tinfoil hat on backwards, the flat earthers that have read a newspaper report that says EV batteries last 5 minutes, they're concerned. But don't listen to them, Toyota. Or maybe there's a few of those around your board table. Terminal values for EVs have been assessed relatively low, writes the Japan Times. Which will be why I just sold a Renault Zoe for what we bought it for. Which is why EVs are going up at the minute because of the ridiculous shortage of supplies. No. Their future value is not assessed relatively low, Japan Times. The factor has been singled out as a psychological impediment, they write, to new EV purchases and is a roadblock to the use of EVs in Japan. Well, I wonder why the Japanese people think that EVs last 5 minutes and are going to tank in value. I wonder who's told them that over the years. Goodness me. Let's move on. The new MG4, a car coming out of China with the famous British badge on the front. The MG4 is confirmed for September. I love the look of this. Been talking about it for a while since we saw those camouflage shots many months ago. It's going to be available in two battery specs, 51 and 64, so quite close. in terms of small and big batteries, 51 kilowatt hours and 64 kilowatt hours. The MG4 will go up to 281 miles, WLTP, has an integrated battery that's just 110 millimeters high. They're really proud about how low profile this battery is, which allows the whole car to be lower and more room inside. It's been the platform, the MSP platform, designed to maximize battery efficiency, to reduce weight, to allow scalable range and performance for other MGs as well. And this looks nothing like the MG ZS that I drive, or the MG5, the estate car. It's a really funky looking small family hatchback, and I love the look of this. SAIC have absolutely got it going on with the MG brand. Comes here in September. Electric cars sold in the UK have now passed 500,000. We always talk about new car sales, but what I also find interesting is what's the car park of various countries. And in the UK, it's now 500,000 electric cars, according to analysts. The UK reached this milestone last month in June, and the number of electric cars in the country will overtake France later this year. If you don't follow him already, Matthias Schmidt is a great automotive analyst on Twitter. The number of EVs on UK's roads was less than 100,000 in 2019. I've been driving an EV for ages in 2019. I was less than one of 100,000, was I? Goodness me. As car makers are now producing them in large volumes, because, of course, the UK will ban combustion in 2030, 5 years ahead of the EU, which is going 2035. Well, I think we will still go for 2030. Our government is in crisis right now because they're going to change the Prime Minister. We don't elect, if you're wondering, we don't elect, it's not a presidential system, we don't elect people, we elect parties to represent us, and then the party picks the leader. So you think you're voting for that party, but you're not, to be Prime Minister. And our Prime Minister is having a bit of a shocker of a career. So there'll be a change at the top of government. There won't be a general election because the other parties are, you know, polling very well. So the current lot will hold on to power. But I hope that all of that churn, because the ministers will change, the Prime Minister will change, his lot will go, there'll be a new one, the King is dead, long live the King, etc. So we hope we stick with 2030 for that. Let's talk a little bit about when charging goes wrong. What's happened here? Down in the southwest of England, in Exeter, they're taking out fast chargers. The plan to put in 16 DC fast chargers on the streets of Exeter was going to put them on the map, they said, with the UK's most sustainable cities. But the project, which was funded by Innovate UK and the government's Office for Zero Emission Vehicles, however, some of the charging points which went in last year have now been removed. Workmen have been seen removing them and replacing them with just concrete slabs. In response to a question from the BBC, Rapid Charging Devon issued a statement which said the rapid chargers were not working as consistently as we would like. They've used a brand of charger. I've not written down the name when I was researching this earlier on today, and I don't recognise the name, so I'm sure they're a reputable company, but it's not one that I recognise. So it's not, you know what? I don't, you know, you don't know how a local council does its tendering process and picks it. But if they were going to go for one of the charging networks that I would be, we'd be more recognisable, as long as it's not BP Pulse, then you think they'd have been okay anyway. So those chargers are coming out. Let's hope they go in with something else. We've just started to get a ton of the MER stations down here in Dorset, replacing the old charge your car units, which are terrible. And MER is brilliant. It used to be owned by Statcraft. I think it was Grand Contact. I may be getting that wrong. But MER is the new brand name, and frankly easier to say. And they're really, really good. Like them a lot. So, more of those, please. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. Taking a wee break for now, but it will return. Thanks to our premium partners of the podcast. Your Patreon support is always gratefully received. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley and his EV Review Island YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, emobilitynorway.com, Octopus Electric Juice making public charging Everything simple with one card, one map and one app. And millbrookcottages.co.uk. Five-star luxury cottages in Devon. Check out Millbrook Cottages website. Pick your cottage, get it booked in, and enjoy a brilliant break. Have a good until tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.